What are some popular attractions that people like to visit in your country? Some of the most popular attractions that people like to visit in my country are by far the Great Wall and the Forbidden City. These are both internationally renowned tourist locations with a vast history and heritage to them. People like to visit these attractions because they tell a story of China's great history through its many dynasties. Furthermore, the Forbidden City is utterly beautiful due to the luxurious nature of its origin. Thus, I would say these are the most popular attractions in my country. Do old people and young people choose different places to go on vacation? Why? Yes, I think old and young people choose vastly different locations to go on vacation to because they have vastly different interests. Young people want to go to fun places where they can have a good time with other young people and try new things. Therefore, young people like to go to locations with beautiful beaches, extreme sports, and a great nightlife scene. In contrast to this, old people are more interested in culturally rich and relaxing vacations. So they would rather visit places with impressive museums, cultural sites, fine restaurants, and rich histories. What do young people and old people think about when making travel plans? Young people and old people think about very different things when making travel plans, because old people have much more experience in making these sorts of plans. Young people will just think about where they are going and what is fun to do there. They will pick an exciting location and find loads of activities to do in the local area. In contrast to this, old people have learned the importance of finding a good and comfortable hotel, exploring travel options within the city, as well as the prices of food and drink when eating out. Old people understand the preparation needed for a good vacation. How do people get to know a new place? There are various ways people get to know a new place, but I would say the two most common are either through immersion or research. These are very different options and are suited to different sorts of people. Adventurous people like to immerse themselves in a new place and new culture without any preparation. They believe the best way to learn about a new place is to dive into the deep end and throw yourself into their culture. In contrast to this, less adventurous people like to do research online or in travel guides about new places to discover what they are like before they visit. How do people make decisions about when to take their holidays or vacations? Most people make decisions about when to take their holidays or vacations based on when they have free time from their work or other commitments. For example, for most people who are in employment, they have to request time off from their company or use the time off they have during public holidays. Similarly, people who have children in school have to take their holidays while their children are not at school, so at the end of term or during half-term breaks. This is how most people make decisions about when to take their holidays or vacations. What are the advantages and disadvantages of planning every detail of a holiday or vacation in advance? Some people like to plan every detail of a holiday in advance, and this comes with some advantages and some disadvantages. The advantages are that it is far less stressful than trying to sort everything out on the day when you are on holiday. If you have sorted out hotels, restaurant bookings, activities, and other such things in advance, then you simply have to go from place to place and enjoy the things you have already organized. However, a disadvantage to this is that you must guess what you want to do in advance, and sometimes you might get it wrong. For example, you may book in a scuba diving session, but when you get there, the weather is terrible and you no longer want to do it.